USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our coverage continues of Super Tuesday as voters in 14 states went to the primary polls today. With a look at what's shaping up to be a big night for Joe Biden, here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, Joe Biden winning Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont and Colorado. Right now, Texas and Minnesota, too close to call.
Thank you, Robin. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is looking forward to next Tuesday's primary in Michigan, saying at a town hall in Detroit this evening she's the woman who can beat Donald Trump.
I'm fighting back. Fighting back is an act of patriotism.
About a third of the primary delegates are up for grabs in today's balloting, California with the most at 415. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tennessee is one of the 14 Super Tuesday primary balloting states today. It's also a state that lost over two dozen lives to early morning tornadoes. Here's Tennessee Governor Bill Lee.
It's a tragic day in our state, a sad day. There are 25 confirmed fatalities across our state from West Tennessee to East Tennessee.
Dozens of people were also injured when those powerful storms moved through the Nashville area early in the morning, right after midnight when most people were sleeping. Vice President Mike Pence announcing there are now 77 cases of coronavirus in the United States and three more deaths, making the domestic death toll 9. Speaking with reporters at the White House, Pence announced new guidance from the CDC saying every American can be tested for the virus without restrictions, subject to a doctor's orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
In Stamford, Connecticut, a judge sided with state prosecutors Tuesday in dismissing a murder charge against Fortis Doulos. He was accused in connection with the disappearance of his estranged wife, Jennifer, but he died in January after a suicide attempt. Doulos' attorney, Norm Pattis, had wanted to continue the case so as to clear his late client's name once and for all.
Mr. Doulos' memory remains stained by these scandalous accusations, and we'd like a chance to raise them in an open court.
Pattis saying that a third party killed Jennifer Doulos, and he says he knows the murderer's identity but did not disclose a name. The three major stock indexes on Wall Street finishing the Tuesday trading day down. Despite a surprise rate cut by the Federal Reserve to bolster the U.S. economy amid coronavirus concerns, the key interest rate was cut by 0.5%. It led to a brief rally, but in the end, the Dow closed down 786 points. Former CNN anchor Bobby Bautista has died at 67. She passed away after a four-year battle with cervical cancer. She'd been one of the original CNN headline news anchors when the network launched in 1981. Bautista, best known for anchoring CNN's Talk Back Live, which aired before a studio audience. On the show, she covered the Challenger explosion, the assassination attempt on President Reagan, and the terrorist attacks on 9/11. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.